Well, now we're going to talk to Mary in Nevada, who's looking to do some remodeling, particularly knocking down a wall. Mary, what's going on?
Well, I would like to, we just purchased a home, and I want to renovate, and I want to knock out part of the wall to make it open, more open and lighter and brighter.
That sounds nice.
What do I have to worry about?
Is it a load-bearing wall?
Load-bearing wall, okay.
Yeah, you need to understand how much weight is on that wall before you set your train saw into it, Mary. Now, this particular wall, is it parallel or perpendicular to the front and rear wall of the house? Because that's the first place to start.
It's parallel.
Okay, then it may, in fact, be, and this is like without seeing your house, load-bearing. That does not mean that you can't take it out. It just means you have to be very careful about the way you do that and the way the wall is reinforced. There's two ways to reinforce a wall. One would be with a header, which is the kind that you have over a door, over any kind of archway to a room where there's a large beam supported by...
Which is usually like a 2x6.
Or a 2x10, or even a 2x12, depending on how much weight is on it, supporting by smaller cripple studs on the side. Or you could do something that would be more like a flush girder, where you actually have a flush ceiling. You have no like archway or opening, but that's much more complicated. You have to actually sort of surgically cut in to the floor structure above or the ceiling joist above and put a beam that's flush in the ceiling. Both of those are not your basic do-it-yourself project, however. It can be done by a carpenter that knows what he's doing. You typically have to build a false wall on either side of the wall that you're going to take apart to temporarily support the bearing wall that you're disassembling. You build like a stud wall, like right near it, like a foot or so away on both sides. Then you can take apart the bearing wall, put it back together with the proper reinforcement, and then remove the temporary walls. You know, so it could be done in a couple of days or maybe even less, but it has to be done in the right order, and it really should be done by somebody that has some experience.
Oh, okay. So that is something that I should not tackle. Okay. All right. Well, that was something I wanted to ask you, too, because I have no experience in this, but I thought, well, if I read up on it, I might be able to tackle something like this.
Well, good for you for you know, having the courage to try something like that. But it's really beyond the scope of a sort of startup do-it-yourselfer. I would definitely have a pro do that. But you know what, Mary? You could just hire the contractor to do that, and you could do all the rest of the work in the kitchen.
Okay.
Do the trim, do the paint, you know, do all of that, but have them open the wall up for you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Mary. You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.